This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, people get confused. He was the guitarist, not the singer.
No, it was his band, though.
His band, correct.
Who was the lead singer of the Jay Giles Band?
Peter Wolf. He's still alive.
I never knew that. I thought Jay Giles was the lead singer of the Jay Giles Band.
Would have thought the same thing.
Like most guys, you name the band after yourself. You're the singer. Like Bob Poling, you know, would not be the guitar player, not the singer. That's also ego-based, too, though, you know?
It's like Hootie and the Blowfish.
Right, he's Hootie.
Yeah.
You know? They gave himself a funny name, and that's it.
So they didn't name it the Mark Roberge Band.
By the way, I think originally he did, and they kicked his ass.
Yeah, probably.
Later this morning, for the first time ever, in the mode of the original New York Yankee song that came out in 2009 that we play whenever we give away the Yankee tickets.
Right.
There is a new rap song that's starting to virally get some attention now that the Rangers are starting the playoffs. And we will premiere it this morning between 7 and 8. So I don't know if you're into that kind of thing or not, Boomer. Like, it's almost going to become like an anthem,
right,
or a theme song for the Rangers.
Right.
And I have not heard it yet, but I'm told it's called Light the Lamp.
Light the Lamp.
Which I guess
like
is it's a hockey term.
Yeah, right.
Light the Lamp.
Light the Red Lamp.
Well, keep the red lamp unlit.
Now you
want defense. What are you doing?
Because you know I'm about defense.
Yeah, but
man,
now you're
you know
complicating
that.
A basic term. It's called light the lamp.
You better have a defensive foundation in place. That's all I got to tell you. Structure, baby. Structure.
So, they sent me the song, but I've not heard it yet.
Structure and poise on defense and penalty kill. Do not give up power play goals.
It's an MP3. I got to change it so Al can play it. Pain in the ass. But apparently, they claim it's very good.
All right.
Anyway, Jerry Records here with the update, including not one, not two, but call it three is good to be. De La Soul style with your boy Cespedes.
All right, we are brought to you by Dell, and we're brought to you by AmTrust Title, led by industry veteran Steve Napolitano. AmTrust Title, you're on solid ground. And yeah, Yoenis Cespedes, not one, not two, but yep, three home runs.
Here's the 1-1 to Cespedes, hit deep to left field. Home run number three is on the way, and there she goes into the lower deck in left field. And now Cespedes, in five innings, has hit three home runs. And we may be sitting on a little bit of history here, because the record for home runs in a game is four.
Yeah, he did not get the...
What?
He's got it.
What?
Yeah, baby, he's got it.
What?
Well, he's Yoenis. He's on fire, my desire. Well, he's Yoenis. He's on fire, that's my desire.
I'll use.
I thought we were going to get the stereotypical three is magic number, but we did not. He went off the board on that one.
I like that one, then. That one was good. 4 for 6, 3 home runs, 5 RBIs for Yoenis Cespedes and Terry Collins.
This guy's dynamite. I'm not surprised that he had a 3-run home run. I'm not surprised by it at all.
No, he also had a line drive with an exit velocity of 111 miles.
Stop with that crap, please.
I'm sorry. You're right. I shouldn't, guys. That's going a little too far. But it was only the third time, just three times in the StatCast era that a player notched 4 barrels in a single game.
Excuse me?
He had 4 barrels in a single game. You got to be wondering what a barrel is, right? Thanks for asking. Why don't we get you the answer, courtesy of MLB.com?
A barrel is a batted ball whose combination of exit velocity and launch angle give it at least a 500 expected average and 1,500 expected slugging percentage, making it the best sort of contact.
When I see a lighter, I'm going to punch him right in the mouth.
That's not lighter. That's great. That's MLB.com. So they were breaking down the power of his swing and also where the ball was placed on the barrel of the bat.
Yes.
Great contact.
So,
it was,
yeah,
and so
these same morons are the ones that go out there and complain, baseball takes too long to play. Yeah, okay.
It's kind of fun, actually. It is kind of fun. And so his line drive was measured at 111 miles per hour. You know who had the The hardest hit ball prior to that in the first 8 or 9 games?
Who?
Noah Syndergaard at 110.3.
Oh, wow.
Don't you play the horn there?
It just shows you how bad the Mets offense
is. How about the bomb that Lucas Duda hit?
Oh, over the ivy?
Yes.
Almost hit the woman with the white shirt on the stairs.
It goes to show you that you're looking at a woman in the stands, Jerry.
Not just that. It shows you that you can't play enough games in that dump.
How about this? Cespedes, Duda, Darno, and Cabrera were 15 for 24 last night.
Yeah, makes up for their 1 for 90
unreal.
Before that.
Here was Cespedes through his translator, of course. He says he never doubted a swing.
I knew eventually I would come out of that little bit of a slump and start getting some hits.
Yes, that's Melissa
Rodriguez.
See, I'm
the play-by-play guy.
No, it's not Chris King. That's Chris Melissa Rodriguez.
Chris King is not now translating for Yoenis?
No, it's not. Jose Reyes.
Jose Reyes. I don't know if I'm going to my swing because I'm a rock star. I've put on 10 pounds since March, but I go out there. I'll probably lollygag a little bit more as well. But listen, we're playing in Philadelphia. As my good friend Craig Cardner says, "Foo Philly."
I knew eventually I would come out of that little bit of a slump and start getting some hits.
It's not that far off. Not at all.
I originally thought she said it.
Jose Reyes had a hit. He did double down the right field line, though he was 1 for 6.
I can't say it. I don't think I can say it.
You
it's
can't,
out of context,
probably,
so I can't say it.
You probably can't say it.
The word hits originally to me sounded like the word head. And it was very
like hitting the nail on the head?
Yes. The nail on the head. The head
nail on the head, yes.
Hit the nail on the head.
What happened?
Have you never heard that expression before?
My ears heard it in reverse. I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. My mistake. Hit the nail on the head is correct, Jerry.
Right. So
I heard that in my ears. That came across flip-flopped.
We'll just
like
move
I
on.
Thought you said hit the head on the nail.
No.
Hit the nail on the head.
Right.
Got it. Mm.
Collins was asked if Reyes at least, because he was 1 for 6, even though he had the double, did he at least have better at bats?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
So that's at least good, headed in the right direction.
Yeah. Imagine him and Susan getting it on.
For the most part.
Oh my goodness gracious. Just add the curling shove when you had a great threesome.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Ryan and George Steinbrenner his box.
Yeah.
You know who's going to videotape it for RedTube?
Al freaking Dukes.
His third podcast.
How many more podcasts can you do, Al?
That's what it's all about these days.
Podcasting freak daddy.
Yeah, he
is
tweets
what he
out
is.
More about his podcast than he does about the show.
Gotta promote.
Matt Harvey did get the win, though he left with a cramp in his left hamstring hamstring. I'm not sure which one.
No, the thing is weird. I watched the game, as you guys did, and during the game, they said it's his calf, and they showed him trying to, stretch his calf out. Then afterwards, when I wake up this morning, I hear, Matt Harvey, tight hamstring. It was his calf.
Well, they call it a hamstring.
Were we all watching the same game last night? Well, that medical crew. Boy.
They said he's fine, too. Said it was just a cramp and
fine.
He shouldn't make
his
why
don't stay in then?
It's a blowout game. If he felt anything, get him out. Like, why would you leave him in there? Could you imagine you leave him in there and then he does damage to it in a blowout game?
Maybe
you guys would be destroying them if he stayed in a blowout game.
He's a big hockey fan. Stay in there.
You guys would kill him. Anyway, series finale tonight. You got Zach Wheeler and Vince Velasquez. Yankees and Rays continue their series at the stadium this afternoon. Jordan Montgomery makes his first major league start, taking on Blake Snell. Joe and Evan live at the stadium again at 10. Yankee pregame 12:25. This portion of the report brought to you by Dell. Dell's U.S.-based small business advisors can help you upgrade to powerful new Dell PCs with Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL. A couple of other quickies from baseball. You had the Angels do it again. They were down 5-0 to the Rangers. They score a few runs in the 7th, another in the 8th. They tie the game up in the 9th, and then they win it in the 10th with the good old squeeze bunt.
Maben is the runner at third. He's the winning run. If the Angels can get him in, one out here, bottom of the 10th in a 5-5 game. Runners at the corners. Perez awaiting the pitch. Here comes. He is around the bunt. Drops one on the first base side. It's a fair ball. And it's going to stay fair. And the Angels squeeze in Maben. Perez does it. Ben, they just let it go. Terry Smith on Angels Radio. They did win that game 6-5 in 10. So they've had some wild finishes so far in the beginning of the year. Marlins doubled the Braves 8-4. There was a cat that was trapped on the field in Miami, and it scaled the scoreboard of the wall and kind of hung out and watched the game.
Shows how stupid cats are. He kept little like blue dots on the video wall attracting him. He kept trying to jump up to get him. But yeah, if you want to let an animal dump in your house, feel free to adopt them.
Here we go. Who's a cute little kitty
cat? Or maybe
cat.
Put nine of them in a room together with a ball of yarn, put it on TV, and call it the Kitty Bowl.
Right, you could do that as
well. Oh, they're so cute though. Look at the little pussies running around like that.
NBA, Nets close out the season in Chicago tonight. Brooke Lopez, Jeremy Lin, Trevor Booker all sitting out for rest. I'm not sure what they're resting for, but big game for Chicago. If they win, they make the playoffs. If the Pacers beat Atlanta, they're in. Miami will get in with a win over Washington and either a loss for the Bulls or the Pacers, interestingly enough. Knicks close out their season against the Sixers. Reports say, this is great, Joakim Noah now needs surgery to repair a torn rotator cuff.
Yeah, well,
if he has the surgery, recovery time is 4 to 6 months.
Why don't they go ahead and wait until October to have that done so you can miss half of next year, too?
I don't know.
And then a quick story from the NBA while you're on it. So last night, Tony Romo was dressed as a fan for a day type of thing.
With the Mavericks, yeah.
He was in uniform. He was introduced. The place went crazy. And it was really a fun moment. But now you learn the backstory. Mark Cuban, who's really become, I used to think he was like the greatest guy ever. Now he's so douchey. Mark Cuban went to the NBA, and they wanted the NBA to honor the one-day contract that they gave Tony Romo, and he was going to play him. Now, what was originally just going to be what it was, like a ceremonial thing, it's fun, he's leaving Dallas, obviously, for CBS, and it was a good send-off the whole bit. Cuban went to the NBA and said, I want this contract to be legitimate, I'm putting him in the game.
Right.
And Adam Silver said, no, you're not, I pass. And said, look, you're not making a mockery of the NBA. Have him dress, have him be ceremonial, do all that stuff. The crowd loves him. He ain't playing an NBA game.
Yeah, you're not making a mockery of the NBA. We'll let the NBA players do that.
Exactly. Right,
so let's not give the fans something that would be fun instead
of
everybody.
Right. It's
I get
NBA
that.
I'm with Adam Silver.
I do, too.
Totally with him with that.
But none of this makes sense.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Tony Romo better be good.
Right? Now, I didn't hear him interviewed or anything about it yesterday.
I haven't yet. I haven't heard anything either.
Matter of fact, I haven't heard him. I know I heard the conference call, but
he went on the Fan in Dallas. I know.
I don't understand why we haven't had him on the show yet. He's the new star of CBS, sports. One of them. He'll be working with the number one play-by-play guy the last 25 years and the face of CBS Sports on TV, Jim Nance. How is it that we've not had Tony Romo on the show? I'm serious.
Yeah, I don't know. They said they're working on it.
They're working on it. He works for the company now. I'll put him on any show, but how has Tony Romo not been made available for us to chat with? I mean, what are you hiding? Like, what are you afraid of? A couple tough questions about Phil Simms? I'd love to get to know Tony Romo. I'd love to find out. Has he done a couple practice games? Have they put him through a broadcasting, all that stuff? Why does he really want to play? So all the stuff you'd want to ask him. He is an iconic figure in the game of the last 10 years, being the Cowboy quarterback. Everyone is, right?
Yep.
He's taking the most high-profile play-by-play job you could possibly take next to, what used to be the Monday Night Football. Now it's Sunday, Monday, who knows which one it is. And he works for the same company we work for. How is it that Tony Romo, and I'm not blaming Tony, how is the company not said, look, we're going to put you on our three biggest sports properties in America, one of them being us. How is he not available?
You'd have to ask somebody in PR.
Well, I'd like to know the answer to that question. It's embarrassing.
You want me to get that for you?
I would like to know, for real.
All right.
I think it's embarrassing.
I can give you the last response, which I had followed up on. Let me get that for you.
Go ahead.
We're working on it. He hasn't really done many interviews since the conference call.
Okay.
Yeah, well, he works for us, not me and Boomer, for the same company. You pick up the phone at CBS, you go, look, we want to get you out there. We want people to start hearing what you sound like on the radio and on TV, right? So we're going to put you on Boomer and Carton in New York. We're going to put you on Valenti in Detroit. I'm going to put you on one.
I think when I got that job at ABC, I must have done like 1,000 call-in radio shows all over the country.
Like, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
And they're hiding him. Like, they're embarrassed by their great hire.
No, they're not. They're not.
Then why isn't he available?
I don't know that answer.
Well, why don't you text
you? I will, but they're not embarrassed, certainly.
Why are they hiding him? Are they embarrassed by how they handle the situation?
You know, maybe it's this generation of athlete that only does things when they want to do it. I don't know.
You could clearly say to Tony Romo, look, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, I need you to go pick up the phone. I'm not saying even in studio.
Give us 10 minutes and just make
the
call.
No. You don't even say that.
You know what I mean.
Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, I need you to make this phone call. You're going to talk to Boomer Esiason and Craig Carton.
Well, with all this NBA practice now, I'm not sure he has time.
Yeah, he doesn't have time. And I don't blame
Tony
Romo.
I'm sure he's
going
to be locked into the NHL playoffs.
I guarantee he hasn't been asked to do it. And if they called him and said, we need you to do this, guess what?
Well,
he would do it.
You just call D to the B and say, what are we doing here?
Well, go ahead.
You're the guy that's got all the attitude.
I ain't got his number. I mean, give me his number. I'll text him myself.
Okay.
You have his number? Uh-huh. I will gladly text D to the B and say, just out of curiosity, why haven't we talked to Tony Romo yet? And will he be made available to us? I'm happy to ask that question. But since you have his number, knock it out.
Right.
No, what right? What is that?
Right.
What does that mean?
Right.
You know I'm right.
You're always right, Craig.
No, there are times I've been wrong.
You're always right.
No. Prediction-wise, I've made mistakes.
Well, but no, prediction, that's a different story. I mean, you're asked to give an opinion about something or make a prediction about something. You might be wrong from time to time.
Do you remember when you and I got this job?
Yes.
10 years ago?
I do.
Did they hide us from the media and say, aren't doing any
interviews?
Aren't
we the media?
Yeah. Didn't we talk to every media outlet out there?
We are the media.
Not to mention we are. And so is Tony Romo. Jerry, you should be ashamed of yourself, too.
How's that?
Because you're, for the last 5 years, you're the voice of the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm not the voice
of the Cowboys.
6 years.
Why don't you call Tony Romo?
I'm not the voice of anything.
He does play-by-play for them.
I do not.
I don't know which is worse.
Jerry, I have not been lucky enough.
You are all over the Cowboys. You glory hole digging.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch, you.
That sounds weird.
Why don't you call Tony up and say,
I do not have Tony's number.
What's that?
I do not have Tony's number.
How is that possible? You're the face of the Cowboy Radio Network.
I am not the face of anything.
You're the voice.
I do pregame and postgame.
Do you have the head coach of Rutgers phone number?
I do. Well, I'm with the team, though. That's much different.
Mm-hmm.
Much different.
Do you have the athletic director's number?
I do.
Plus, you do the coach's corner, don't you?
Of course. I interview the coach before every game.
Do you have Jerry Jones's number?
I do not.
Do you have anyone on the Cowboys' number?
No. The PR guy, perhaps.
Do you have Danny White's number?
I do.
Hmm. Well, there you go. You're kind of like related.
How about Drew Pearson?
I do. Well, I don't know if it's the same cell phone number.
How about Preston Pearson?
I do not have Preston.
How about
Pearson
Billy Joe Dupree?
No.
How about
Doug Cosby or Nate Newton or Mike Hegman or however, Everson Walls. I don't have any of these numbers. No.
Well, many of those people have
or
died.
Eugene the Hitting Machine Lockhart.
Yeah, how about Travis Frederick?
Everson Walls gave another guy's kidney. You didn't call him on that?
I did not
call
him.
How about Ezekiel Elliott?
I do not have Zeke's number.
Dez Bryant.
Although he bought himself a fresh, as Craig would call it, car.
I'm sure he did.
Not Dez Bryant. These guys call me. I don't call them.
Tough guy.
You want to talk to me? You call me. I don't call you. I wait for the phone.
Of course, when I had Dez on this year, I had to wait 94 minutes for him to call. That's true.
He's an hour and a half late.
He was. Fantastic. But he gave me all the time in the world.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.